online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Ollie Cole.
It's understood a woman who shot three people at YouTube's headquarters had a vendetta against the firm, Annie Green reports.
We have a report of subject with a gun. They heard 7 to 8 shots being fired.
Nassim Agdam opened fire at the site's complex in California.
We heard boom, boom, you know, and I ran to the window and I saw her.
The 39-year-old claims a video streaming platform blocked her content.
I'm being discriminated and filtered and I'm not the only one.
She then killed herself. Three people are in hospital, one in a critical condition.
Once again, we are confronted with the specter of mass casualty situation.
Her dad says he warned police she may have been heading there.
KMFM News.
Two men have been arrested and an airgun seized following reports of a person with a weapon at a McDonald's in Medway. Armed officers were called to Commercial Road in Strood in the early hours of this morning. The men, a 65-year-old and a 36-year-old, are in custody. The body of what's believed to be a newborn baby has been found in a field in Greater Manchester. Police say it was discovered just after 7 this morning. Big companies have got until midnight to publish gender pay gap figures showing the difference between what men and women earn. Figures have already revealed all but one council in Kent pay men more than women. At KCC, women are paid 87p for every pound earned by male employees. After facing gender pay discrimination, Geeta Sidhu Rob quit her job as a corporate lawyer to set up a juicing business.
I remember just always thinking you could never catch up. You just couldn't, no matter what you did, how good you were, you just never ever caught up because you weren't a man, you know, and how do you fight that? And why would you want to? And I just after a while thought, I'm not doing this. I'm going to do it my way.
Theresa May has vowed to tackle what she calls the burning injustice. Two men have appeared in court after two others were hit by a car in Ashford. One still in a serious condition in hospital after it happened in a car park on Vicarage Lane in the early hours of Easter Sunday. A 30 and 32-year-old from Greenhithe have been remanded in custody and are due at Crown Court at the end of the month. More at kentonline.co.uk. Moscow's demands to investigate the Salisbury spy poisoning alongside the UK are being dismissed. The British delegation at the International Chemical Weapons Watchdog says the idea is perverse. The organisation is meeting at The Hague at Russia's request. Sky's Michelle Clifford is there and says Moscow has questions.
Questions relating to how data was used, questions relating to how samples were collected, questions relating to the role of the representatives from this body in the investigation in Salisbury.
Police in black protective suits are working in cordoned off areas in the Wiltshire city. It's the final day to have a say on multi-million pound plans to upgrade two busy junctions on the A2 in North Kent. Roads bosses want to increase capacity at the Bean and Ebbsfleet turnoffs near Bluewater to improve journey times and safety. It would involve increasing the size of the current roundabouts there and building a new bridge across the carriageway. Work's underway to uncover rare wall paintings at an historic house in Rochester. Specialists have been brought in to preserve the late 16th and early 17th century artwork at the Grade 1 listed Eastgate House on the High Street. The building, which inspired Charles Dickens, reopened last summer following a major refurbishment. We've tweeted the experts at work at KMFM News. And the creators of the Netflix series Stranger Things are reportedly being sued by a writer who claims they stole his idea. Entertainment website TMZ says Charlie Kessler is taking legal action, saying the programme's plot is based on his short film, Montauk.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
It's heading towards the end of the Commonwealth Games opening ceremony and more on Australian cricket's ball tampering saga. Here's Nicola.
Well, defending triathlon champion Alistair Brownlee has led the England team into the Carrera Stadium. Several Kent athletes are going to be competing at the Games, including Dartford sprinter Adam Jamili, racehawker Tom Bosworth from Sevenoaks and Maidstone gymnast Courtney Tullock. On to cricket now, and former Australia captain Steve Smith and opener Cameron Bancroft say they won't be appealing against their national team bans. They were punished for a plan to cheat against South Africa, which resulted in head coach Darren Lehman resigning. Smith suspended for 12 months, with Bancroft getting 9. Smith's deputy Dave Warner's also been given a year-long ban. And former golf world number one Tiger Woods says he's in a much better place now he's preparing for his return to the US Masters. Tomorrow's tee time is his first in a major since 2015. Woods has had to deal with several injury problems and says it's been difficult.
I've described a little bit of it the pain of just sitting there and the amount of times that I've fallen because my leg didn't work, or I just had to lay on the ground for extended periods of times. Those are some really dark times.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
KMFM weather.
Cloudy with showers for the rest of the day. Some of that rain quite heavy. Highs of 12 in Headcorn, 11 in Thanet.
Weather.
With Caffin Sayat, your local Motability dealer. North Farm, Tunbridge Wells.